You got an update on Nick?
Yeah, I do. So the idea is to get a little bit of a pregame routine into his day, and then see how he's feeling outside of that. And you know, he's still progressing. There's still that the shoulder soreness, and we obviously feel like there's going to be positive news here as he continues to test it out, and he'll continue to be available off the bench, an emergency situation. But to get him through a regular pregame to where he feels good, then I'll feel more comfortable inserting him into the lineup the next day.
How did it go yesterday?
Yesterday was good. There was a couple swings that he took, and a couple things that he did that were causing a little bit of discomfort. So we decided to pull back on that and give him another day. Caleb Smith is back with us after serving his 10-game suspension. You know, he was able to get a lot of quality work in through a couple of live settings, three innings, 40 plus pitches, through that flat ground yesterday. So he's coming to us today, and reinforcing a bullpen that's a little bit fatigued, at the moment. And it's it was a much needed face that I saw walk into this clubhouse today.
David Brandt.
Hey, Torrey, I had a question kind of about the National League MVP race. Most people have it kind of down to Harper, Tatis, or maybe Soto or something like that. And just wondered your thoughts on maybe if one of those guys stood out to you or what makes them difficult to face.
Oh, man. You know, we haven't seen the Nationals in quite some time. So I can't quite say exactly what's going on there with Soto. All I do is see the stats and see the highlights, and he's a special player, no doubt about it. You know, Bryce Harper is not in our division, and I know you guys can already see where I'm going with this. And Bryce Harper is a tremendous talent. He's an unbelievable player, but I get a chance to watch Fernando Tatis Jr. perform 18 times a year. And he brings an unbelievable amount of energy to the field. You know, I look back at the game where I think we'd beat him the first couple games of a series, I think maybe even the first three games of the series, and he came back off the injury list and single-handedly beat us. It's that type of stuff that he can do that, to me, points him towards a potential MVP, potentially being the MVP winner this year. But I know there's a lot of great candidates, and that's what makes this game so great. You got some really, really good players, pitchers included, that just get after it every single time they need to. It'll be a good race.
Jack Summers.
Hi, Torrey. Just back to Nick real quickly. Has he had any imaging done? And if he still continues to, if he hasn't and still continues to show soreness after routine workouts, would that be the next step?
He has had some imaging. So he had that imaging and that showed inflammation. So we're just trying to get that inflammation down in that right shoulder.
Back to you, Nick.
Is Humberto Mejia going to get another start, Torrey?
Yeah, those are things that we're talking about right now. You know, I know you guys follow, we got six starters, and I think we're going to fall into a six-man rotation. Those are the discussions that we're having. Nothing's been firmed up yet, but yes, Mejia's name is in that hopper.
Back to